to District 32 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better. Running small businesses can be exhausting, draining, and everything else. And sometimes you just don't really understand what's going on. You're not sleeping, or you are sleeping, or someone says it's a micronutrient, and then someone comes up with this other weird and wonderful thing. You're stressed. Let us help you with stress. You need a massage. You need a pedicure. You need a holiday in Bali. It'll be someone will come up with some solution. But how do we solve something that we actually don't know? It could be that you have a complication in your human body field. What is a human body field, one asks? Well, that's okay. Luckily, today we have Kim Marsh from Bioenergetic Wellness, who knows all about body fields, decoding them, and just what they can mean for you. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So, decoding human body fields. Mm-hmm. Now, I've met a lot of people, and they do a really wide range of things, but I've never met a human body decoder.
Well, I'm just the practitioner, so I'm the one that interprets the scan rather than there's a whole science behind the whole system, which has been around for some 16 years. So I'm just the one that interprets the scan as it's loaded into the software so that you can understand what you're looking at.
Okay, so what is a human body field?
So the human body field is broken down. It is the field from all your organs, bacteria, your emotions, things that are playing off in your head, in loops, everything has a field. And so it's encapsulated into one unified field, which is called the human body field.
Okay, and so that's an energy. You're not talking about something which is ploughed and sits out the front of your house.
No, it's an energy. It's a field. You've probably walked in home and known what mood your significant other is in before they've opened their mouth. It's because you felt the energy.
Okay. Mm. So why is that important?
Because at the master system, we're all biochemical, but we're all energetic. And above the biochemical system sits the energetic. It's the information transfer that directs our biochemistry. So if we can look above the biochemical, if we've gone through life and the biochemical has not worked for us for some mysterious thing or an emotional thing that just keeps repeating itself, and it's something you haven't been able to get to the bottom of, we can decode that and see what it is that may be causing this mystery.
Okay, so you're talking about things in our physical body.
Totally.
Or in our emotional, our mindset or something which is just that record which just won't play in your
head.
That's
exactly right.
And you can see that or measure that in some way.
Totally. So the field, we transfer the field through a piece of hardware into a software program which gives us around 400 pieces of information. The first scan will show us what is acute for you, so what the body is wanting to repair at this point, or you know what is detected as distorted in your field or blocked, and the goal is to detect, restore, and then allow the body to heal because it's no longer got disrupted information.
Right. So what does that actually look like? So obviously we've got something that comes from a hardware or a software. Is it a graph? Is it numbers? What does it look like?
It's a series of pages actually in a software program. It's in a portal, so you actually get to view it yourself later after we've gone through it together. It takes about an hour to go through. It brings to the front what is your most distorted things. So we focus on those, and the others are irrelevant at this point. So we go in and see what those are. So if we can have an example of someone that's come in recently that has had, you know, has anxiety, but they feel they don't have anything to be anxious about on an emotional level. So we can find out what is going on otherwise. And in this particular instance, it was geopathic stress. So they were being affected by things like mobile phones, Wi-Fi, etc. So then we can put a strategy in place to calm that down. Yeah, so it may get to the bottom of things that are happening.
Yeah, that might not be obviously obvious by just having a chat about them or doing what else. Yeah,
or they've been using, they've gone down the path of, well, I must be anxious and I'm taking anxiety tablets or something like that. So, and that hasn't worked and that's not what it is. And, so what is it that's creating this?
Okay. And it gives
what
you a place
disturbing?
So what it gives you a place to start and then you can unravel from there.
Correct. And it will generally start with something that's going on acute. And then we get to chronic, and it's about taking back the layers, giving corrected information to the field so that now we understood these, so we get the correct information. We're no longer playing in these loops of corruption. And these corruptions could have occurred any time in our lifetime, from a child that we've picked up these things or with some trauma, either, medically, operations we've had, accidents we've had, traumas emotionally we've had it through our lifetime. So it gets to the bottom of those and unravels them.
So how on earth did you get into this?
Well, for the last 30 years, I guess I've been looking at the relationship between diet, disease, so biochemically, and then worked into more the spiritual and emotional stuff. And I was looking for, and I've used a lot of Reiki's and things like that to great benefit, but myself, I suppose, with a more scientific, I wanted something more tangible. I wanted something that I could see, something I could measure, something I could see next month that things had cleared and that I had a pathway. Found this system 5 years ago. I had a son, that wasn't well, and I was introduced to the system, followed it for 3 years, and then decided to jump in, and be a practitioner myself.
So what difference did it make to him?
We didn't use it for him at that point. I just watched everybody else. We used other methodologies with his illness, and he's good.
So that's fine. This looks great, but you're not. But my son's not a guinea pig. I'm going to sit there and watch something else.
No, I would have done. Yeah. I would have done, but he was 25 at the time, so he had his own.
How dare he have his own opinion?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, certainly he followed the alternative route. We didn't go down the medical route for what he had. And he's doing really well.
Fantastic.
He's doing really well.
So what sort of differences do you see in people when they start to do this? Is it just an anxiety, depression-y type loop?
The first thing the system wants to do is calm that all down.
Okay.
Because in a heightened state, body's not going to heal. Mm-hmm. So we need to calm the whole system down. I don't actually tell you what it is you need. The system does that. It spits it out at the end and says, right, this is what you do. This is what we take. This is the frequencies we need to change what's going on.
And when you say this is what we take, so that could be a micronutrient or it could be...
No? Micronutrients are generally used by working biochemically again. So what we're doing is working energetically. So
What can you take to change your energy?
Structured water infused with certain frequencies.
Frequencies. Aren't frequencies sound waves?
So we're creating, magnetic waves, pulsed electric magnetic fields. We're taking a field from you and identifying some corruption. Now we're feeding back to you corrected information so that the body heals.
So correct me if I'm not understanding you right here. Yep. So effectively you would connect me to the hardware and it makes it sound non-scientific, but it would do its thing.
It would collect your field.
My field, so it looks at my energies, it looks at what blockages I may or might have, what the resonation is, how it's all working, how it's sitting, whether it's balanced, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it gives you more detailed information than that. It would identify where the corruptions are in your mind. It would also it would give you whether the corruptions are in organ fields, whether the corruptions are in gut or bacteria or fungi or viruses, for instance, mind, emotions. So it details quite down. It looks at heavy metals. It looks at
you're not taking blood from me. I'm not spitting on anything. You're not doing skin grafts or cells. It's just looking at the energy fields. Okay, that's cool. Right. So it takes that information and it
feeds it into a software program,
which then does the interpretation.
Which is very visual. And then we can go through that visual screen in all the different environmental, emotional, body organ type, bodies, you know, everything.
Arms, legs, hearts, livers, the whole string?
The whole,
okay. Yeah. So then you get this information back. And so it takes the data, it processes it, it sends you some fantastic, very detailed information.
Correct.
And from that information, you can obviously have a conversation with me about some of these things which look like they're a concern.
Yes.
Do you find that people go, oh, that suddenly makes sense? Or,
oh, totally.
Or I've got that. Or, oh, yes, look, left elbow was really sore and I hadn't. So that begins to make them aware.
Yeah, one of the most common comments is, how on earth did it know that? It's because it's gathering your information. It's gathering your field. And you're a sum total. Your life is in your field. Yeah.
We're not talking about a binome or actual that sort of thing. We're actually talking about reminding people we're talking about energy. Cool. So from there, once you've got this information, you can make a decision as to some of the interventions that may or may not be helpful. Well, we're effectively a place to start with an intervention.
Absolutely.
So then it's a case of infusing water with the correct frequencies.
The remedies or the infaceuticals that we call them are
infaceuticals.
Cool. Yeah. So they're structured water that have been infused with certain frequencies. Homeopathy is another way of, we've got frequency medicine. There is a difference between, because they're working on stimulating an immune system, homeopathic has to be very good at diagnosing, whereas, I don't have to. So, for instance, if we see that an organ field is not functioning or showing distortions, we're giving a blueprint of that particular organ. So if we're talking about the liver, we're giving a blueprint of the liver that has good frequencies. Mm-hmm. So the body has a memory. The body remembers that. So it then starts, I remember that.
I'm supposed to look like this.
I'm supposed to look like this. I'm supposed to act like this, in fact. I'm supposed to have these kind of messages going to other organs that I work with, right? So then we start getting this communication going again and the body will heal. The body is meant to heal. It scabs itself. It does heal. It's about things getting its way. So all we're doing is getting the messages right, getting the information flowing, and then the biochemical that you're taking, the vitamins, minerals, or whatever it is you're taking, start working properly.
Because, of course, they can now get to where they're supposed to be doing and they support
correct.
All that sort of thing.
Correct. That's because if things are not working properly, you can take all the biochemical you like, but you're not going to utilize it.
Okay, so through the strategy, you can obviously start people. It's not even sort of healing them, is it? You can get rid of the bits and pieces
themselves,
which are in the way, so people can begin to heal themselves.
Correct. So if we can identify outside things that may be distorting their field, they can start making changes at home.
Like the mobile phones you're talking about.
Like the mobile phones, take them out of the bedroom and things like that. If they're sleeping under PV cells, solar cells, things like that, they could be disrupting the field and creating havoc.
Is there interactions between people's fields? Like if I've got a distortion in my field and I've got young children that I spend a lot of time with, can we transfer some of that? Can what's going on in my world end up transferred
certainly
to their
emotional,
energy?
Certainly emotional. I've seen things come up in myself and then when I scan my dog or my husband,
you scan your dog.
That emotion will come up, so because we're all feeling each other's field. So absolutely, you can't, as far as me taking a scan of your body field, you'd have to be touching somebody else to impregnate yourself with their field.
So close relationships can really influence each other,
totally.
Husbands and wives and children.
Totally.
Do you find when that happens, do you need to treat, for want of a better word, the whole family, or can you resolve the issue with the one individual and then that transfers itself because I'm fixed, so therefore I can transfer that to my husband and to my children and to my dog?
Yeah. Well certainly if you've got a system that's heightened and you're on high alert and anxious, etc., if we can calm that system down, then that relays out to everybody, doesn't it? If you're feeling calm and that's what your field is putting out, calm, then people feel calm around you. So that it does change an environment if you've got someone within the home that this is playing out for. Absolutely. It's got to bounce. Yeah, totally.
That is just such a completely different thing to talk about.
Yeah. And yet it's not new.
No. Isn't that funny?
There's a lot of scientists around the world are working with the field. Right.
Isn't it crazy? And then all of a sudden something walks through your life and you never knew existed. And they go, it's a brand new thing. It's 40 years old. Yeah. And totally. we just don't see this because I think we get so closed into our world and coping the way we've been trained to cope. You know, what do you do if I'm feeling a bit tired and I don't have time to sleep? It's all right, vitamin D will fix that. Just go and grab a pill. And you don't get to the bottom of these. And as small business owners, we're probably even worse at it because we don't give ourselves permission to stop. Yeah. You've just got to work that little bit harder. If you work that little bit harder, then it'll be okay. You can focus and I can do this, I can do that. And I'm the person. This is having this woo-woo field thing around me. I don't have time for that. I'm a real business owner. And you just do yourself a disservice by not allowing yourself to experience these different things and opening up to different options, which can really make a fundamental difference.
Totally, totally. And we forget that everything has a field. I mean, how do you receive a mobile phone call? It's come through the field. It's arrived at your phone. The earth has a magnetic field. We don't see it, but it's there.
Well, otherwise, we'd all float off.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, that's to do with the rotation. But you would, things just don't work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, the more you
think
about it.
The pull of the moon. There's undisputable.
Totally. Undisputable.
That, you know, and that's where the word lunacy comes from. It's the impact of the you know, obviously the full moon on an individual because we're, you know, 75, 80 plus, depending on how much you've had to drink this morning, water, which has to be impacted by this same field. We can't see that either.
Absolutely.
I mean, look at the tides. They're undeniable. It's not because someone's tipping the world one way, they all drain and they tip the world back
again.
And these are
exactly.
And yet it's so easy to go, I can't touch it.
I can't see it.
I can't touch it. I can't see it. Therefore, it's not real.
That's right.
And there's just so much more. Yeah. I mean, look at spirituality. People are happy to jump on that because it's written in a book.
Or
on a tablet or on a something.
Totally.
And that's fine.
And it's fantastic, yeah.
But this is just different. Okay.
Yeah. So I was going to actually, because you mentioned water and us being 70, 80%, depending on which book you read, water.
Or how much you've had in the morning.
Yeah. That's why it's fabulous to use water as a mode of getting these frequencies into the body. So that's why we use structured water and infuse it. It's a great carrier into the body.
Fantastic. Well, yes, that's the thing as well. And I'm assuming that you don't add your coffee, your sugar, and your milk to that particular water and carry on. It needs to be some sort of pure form.
just water, actually. Actually, people can put in juice, but it's that liquid. But, it's fine. Yeah.
So if people are sitting there listening going, that's just a bit unusual and I'm not sure that I get it.
Yeah.
Or they want to give it a go. Or they've run into a wall and they've tried everything else. What is the best way they can get hold of you, Kim?
I have a website called bioenergeticwellness.com.au. There's videos and whatnot on there that it will explain it. Also, there's a fabulous movie called The Living Matrix, which was made from all the experts around the world that are working with the field in different ways. You could also go to Nest Health because the system is called Nest Health. Nesthealth.com. All the science, whatnot, is all there. It's huge. Been around since 2002 and was started by an Australian scientist.
Fantastic.
In Melbourne.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. So what are people going to experience? What's the most likely thing? If they come and have a chat with you, they have it done. Is it one of those things that with great therapy and drinking water over 6 months, there's going to be maybe a change, or is there something, or is it a reasonably rapid process?
All of the above. Some people, it's rapid. Sometimes it's chronic. If they've been unwell for many, many years, decades, in fact.
Yeah, chronic
then
is always.
We're going to chip away at it. But they will know in 3 to 4 months if they're getting somewhere.
That's expanded my horizons for today and made me think differently about a few things. Of course, within the group, we've got, you know, hypnotherapists and all sorts of things.
Absolutely.
And this just sounds like a sensible, let's have a look at something different option. If nothing's working for you, then what have you got to lose?
Absolutely. Exactly. Even if it's just come along and be curious about what your field will tell you. You know, I've often have people just do that. Just, I'm curious. What's going on in my field?
Fantastic. Great. Yeah. Okay, well, so there you go. If you're curious or you've got a problem, you've walked into a wall, get hold of you through your website and then at least have that first chat.
Perfect.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.